Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Here we are at part two of a series on bluegrass gospel music with a pioneer in bluegrass and primarily bluegrass gospel, which is Doyle Lawson and his group, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. If you were listening last week, we talked to Doyle about his beginnings and about how the music has changed, but parts of it has been respected, the tradition has been preserved, and there's respect for the simplicity and authenticity that is involved of the bluegrass and the acoustic sound. And our interview picks up with Doyle Lawson right now. This is an interview recorded at the National Quartet Convention in 2009. Well, tell me about the formation of Quicksilver. And you started with four?
I started with four, and I had been with a group working out of Washington, D.C., called the Country Gentlemen, who were and still are legendary in that area. They opened up a lot of our music in the up north and down into New England. They had they were a major part of that. And I had been with them. I stayed with them 7.5 years, and I felt... I knew I needed to go, and it took me a year or two to really make that final break. It wasn't that we got along great. We had a good working relationship. It was a good partnership. And it wasn't that. I felt like I had to just fulfill my purpose for being there. And it was a really hard decision because we worked in those days, even we worked 25-30 days a year. So it wasn't about the money, wasn't about our friendship,
right?
And but I needed to move, and I was coming up on 34 years old at the time, and I said, if I don't do it now, I'll wait too long, and I won't do it. And then when I get older, I'll look back and say, you know, you chicken, you should have gone for it, you know.
I thought
if I fail, then I've done it myself. At least I had the courage to try. But I knew I felt like there was music inside me that I wanted to get out that I couldn't where I was. It had nothing to do with their musical ability or anything like that. It's just that I wanted to be in charge, totally. You know, when you're in a democracy environment, you know, you win some, you lose some. And I thought, okay, I want to be where that if I win them or if I lose them, at least it was my decision, you know. And so I had produced one side of an LP for these guys from North Carolina. And I remember that they were good musicians and could sing. And so I made one phone call to the guitar player, Jimmy Haley, and I told him what I was looking for. And we talked on, and I said, do you know anybody with a banjo, looking for a banjo job? He said, well, Terry Balcom, he's kind of been working with us, but he's just sort of at loose ends. And Terry had been a part of a group that was headed up by Ricky Skaggs called Boone Creek. And until Ricky bailed on that, went to Emmy Lou, you know. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And so I mentioned the bass. He said, well, what about Lewis Pirtle? He said, Lewis is not even playing these days. He's working in a chainsaw factory or something. So one phone call got three guys, and they came up. And, yeah, we came up, and we went through some stuff, and, yeah, I'll be honest with you, I didn't feel any kind of magic or anything, you know. But I said, I know this can work. I think it can. And so we agreed to meet again. They came back up, and we rehearsing and or just running through stuff. And about, I don't know, 30 minutes into picking together, we felt that something just felt the charge. And we, like it came together. And when that happened, I knew that I had something to work with. But the idea was, as I mentioned before, about the quartet. And well, we sang gospel music with the Country Gentlemen more than they ever had before after I got there, you know. But I still had other things I wanted to do. And so with that, I took that format, and it was a four-piece band. The first 10 years, I didn't have a fiddle player. And I finally did hire, a fiddle player. And then a couple of years ago, I ran into my dobro player up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and he just blew my socks off with his ability, And So I have a guitar player to get in touch with him, and who was acting as my road manager at the time. So he came, worked out, and what impressed me, I guess, was that I threw him on stage at a showcase for the Gibson people at the IBMA in Nashville, and I look over and I said, "Do you know this?" And he'd say, "Well, I will by the time it gets to me." And I thought, "Well, that's what I like that."
Yeah.
So we got off stage. I said, "We're headed to Texas in the morning. You want to go?" And absolutely. So he went home and borrowed a suit from his dad to go to Texas with us. And, but he's worked out really good.
Safely led Press on, oh pilgrim, there is joy ahead.
Press on, oh pilgrim,
oh pilgrim, by love you must be led.
Keep singing,
keep shouting, glory is just ahead. Shining here below, trusting the one from whom all blessings flow. Lo, I am with you, are the words he said. Press on, oh pilgrim, there is joy ahead.
Press on,
oh pilgrim, by love you must be led.
Keep singing,
keep shouting, glory is just ahead. Discouraged when the way seems long, Jesus can turn your sadness into song. His wings eternal are above you spread. Press on, oh pilgrim, there is joy ahead.
Press on,
oh pilgrim, by love you must be led.
Keep singing,
keep shouting, glory is just ahead.
Gospel sounds of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And Doyle Lawson joins me across the table now on Daniel Britt and Friends, sharing more of his story and about the group's success in recent years.
This is the biggest band. Well, I carried twin fiddles for about a year or so. And I love, the only thing to me better than twin fiddles would be three. But what happens with twin fiddles is they get tired of just playing either harmony or lead,
right.
Or even switching. And so I tried to appease them. I said, well, you know, you take a break one time, and then you take the next, or you all split the break or whatever. But that just didn't work out. And so with the dobro, it's probably easier.
When the melody's been written and the words have all been penned, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some old sacred hymn, in the valley of decision, tell me, friend, what will you do? This life has many choices. Eternity has two. This world and all its pleasures will soon be passed away. The final invitation could be going out today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. This life has choices, eternity has two. The straight and narrow way leads to life, the broad way down below. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very choices. Eternity has two. This life has many choices. Eternity has two.
Tempted every day, knowing not the secrets of tomorrow. We find rescue when we watch and pray.
Keep your eyes on Jesus when the tidal waves of trouble round you roll. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will calm the storms of life that toss your soul.
In Matthew chapter 14, when the disciples were in the ship in the midst of the sea, being tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for help. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee upon the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Peter was doing all right while he kept his eyes on Jesus. But when he looked away to the rolling waves about him, he began to sink. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Being tossed in this life by disappointments and temptations, we are very much the same as this disciple. If we want to live for Jesus, we must keep our eyes on him and not the pleasures of this world.
Keep your eyes on Jesus when the tidal waves of trouble round you roll. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will calm the storms of life that toss you.
Well, the name Quicksilver, somebody said Quicksilver, I thought that'd be a horse. And maybe that was Io Silver Away, I don't know. But where'd you get the name?
Well, Quicksilver came from the fact that you mentioned Tallulah Falls. There was a series of books that came out of Raven County, Georgia, called the Foxfire Books. You may remember them, you may not. Well, when I was leaving, you know, thinking about leaving the gentleman, I was looking for a name, and I thought of that Foxfire book, and I thought that really has kind of a direct link to my heritage and my background. And so I thought, well, Doyle Austin and Foxfire was a pretty cool name, you know. I did some research, and most assuredly I didn't do enough, but when the word got out that I was away, had left the gentleman, and I had a group called Foxfire, I got probably between a half a dozen to a dozen letters, and finally a lady called, and She said, "We've had that name for 5 years," and almost in tears. So I said, "Look, lady, listen. The last thing that I ever want to do is be mistaken for somebody else. You keep your name, I'll find something else." And sure. I went home. I was living in Lynchburg, or just out of Lynchburg, Virginia, kind of halfway between Lynchburg and Appomattox at that time. And I went home to Kingsport to visit my parents. My mother and I would always, we'd gravitate towards the kitchen and sit there. I could always talk to my mom about anything, you know. And I said, "Mom, I need a name that's different, but people will remember it. I don't want any kind of mountain boy or a river boy or a playboy or a review. I want something different." So we're tossing names back and forth, you know. And she said, "You know, Quicksilver is a good name." She said, a common definition, we kind of call it a force to be reckoned with, and it's unstoppable. And, of course, it's a combination of tin and mercury. And they used to put it in bread, and I don't know how they did it, but when they were looking for bodies, they'd use it some way like that. But they said, unstoppable. Well, that ring kind of struck a note with me, and I thought, well, that's really what I want to be, is unstoppable. And I do want to be a force to be reckoned with. Maybe I can carve me a place out and make a niche for myself, you know. And so I left Kingsport, and I all the way back to Virginia, where I was living, I would roll it around, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And when I got to a little town of Concord where I lived, it just felt right, it sounded right. And 30 years later, it still feels right, still sounds right.
One of these days it won't be long. All the saints will fly away. We'll see Jesus on that day. One of these days it won't be long.
One of these days
it won't be very long.
One of these days
when I hear that beautiful song, I see him in that robe of white, everything will be alright. One of these days it won't be long. Crystal Sea.
One of these days
it won't be long.
One of these days
it won't be very long.
One of these days
when I hear that beautiful song, I see him in that robe of white, everything will be alright. One of these days it won't be long.
is over and I've said my last goodbye, I'm gonna see my Savior standing at the door.
Quicksilver and Doyle Lawson's our guest today. Recently, in fact, you can tell me, was it 2009 or maybe 2008? Your song went to the top of the singing news chart.
It was September 2008.
2008.
Right. Help is on the way. That was our first number one Southern gospel. And I was the most surprised. Yeah. I knew it was really doing good. People were requesting it. And but it was, I think it was the message in the song, most importantly. Mm-hmm. And then we had Eternity to has two that went number two or three. So I'm very pleased. And
especially for wanting to keep the four-part harmony, mm-hmm. they can focus on vocals. And
right. Yeah. Well, vocals have always been my thing. I'm probably my least favorite. I guess I'm my worst fan when it comes to. I don't like to hear me sing. What I do like to hear, and I love to put four voices or even five voices together, and create that blend. That's as a solo artist, I really don't have an interest. I do. If I hear a song and it really strikes a chord in my heart, I know that I can give that song the treatment I want. I'm much more happy putting my voice with others. I guess that comes from the fact that I listened to Dad and the Quartet all those years, and I heard all the voices.
Believe and pray. Help one.
Gaither would say there's something magical about four-part male harmony.
Boy, tell me. Yeah.
There's something there.
That and congregations. I love to hear a church of people just, you know, if they're really open their hearts and their voices, raising their voices. I love that.
Obviously, emphasis on vocals, but bluegrass also brings a great amount of instrument talent.
Oh, yes.
The banjo and the and you're in mandolin. I mean, you're...
Right.
Okay, so... So tell me, how many instruments do you play? I mean, what are you master of, and what do you tinker with? I mean, people want to know this stuff. So
I play five. I play the basic, obviously the mandolin. My first job was professionally. I played banjo,
right?
A guitar. I played guitar with J.D. Crowe when I was there, and mandolin. It depended on. Somebody asked one time, what did you pick when you were JD? I said, well, it depended on who didn't show up. You know? I used to play quite a bit of fiddle. I don't play much fiddle anymore, and of course the bass.
Yeah.
And I was pretty decent on all of it.
The Lord's Last Supper, served in honor of our King.
He knew his time was drawing
nigh. He knew that he would make a greater sacrifice. The 12 disciples were all gathered by his side.
The blessed Christ of Calvary.
He then told them to carry on his work because
he blessed them with his
spirit free.
The time had come when he
would die to free the world he loved so lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon I'll
come again. Sell his precious soul.
One of the 12 he loved so dear.
He loved so dear. He then told Judas quickly to go on his way.
He knew the time of death was near. The time had come when he
would die to free the world he loved so lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon I'll
come again. I'll come again. The world.
lost in sin. The blessed promise that he left for you and me.
I go, but soon,
soon I'll come again.
I'll come again.
I'm going to name some groups here. When I think of a good mix of bluegrass and gospel, I'm sure I'll leave out some, but some that pop in my mind, obviously nowadays the Isaacs are doing great music.
Oh, of course.
You've got the Lewis family, you got the Easter Brothers, and of course you got Jeff and Sherry Easter, and they come from both lineages.
Both sides.
You got Buddy Green, who has an I think he's an incredible musician. One-man band, I mean, showstopper.
I really think a lot of Buddy. He's a great guy.
So obviously, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, obviously, you're not those groups. You are different. But if you had to kind of maybe in one word or in one phrase say how you approach this differently from any other group that blends the gospel and the bluegrass together, I mean, maybe that's a tough question, but what sets you apart?
The fact is that it's not that you have to be better than everybody else. You just have to be different. And that's longevity. And I follow my heart. God gave me a brain to think with, and I do it my way. I'm going to share this with you, and I don't want to boast, and I don't mean for it to be boastful. For the most part, until I recorded in 1981, they released an album called Rock My Soul. It was my second recording as Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Up until then, there wasn't a category called bluegrass gospel. And after that, you started hearing things made reference to bluegrass gospel. And I hesitate to talk about things like that because I'm not bragging. I'm blessed, but I'm also being factual. We never had a category in the Grammys. We never had a category in the Dove Awards. I know the fellow that took my recording and played it for the committee on the GMA Dove Awards. It was a recording called the Gospel Radio Gems, I think it was. It was me, my guitar, and the quartet. We cut it live with two microphones. The guy said, well, Gospel Radio Gems, he said, well, he's pretty confident in it. And he put it on, and he wound up playing the whole thing. So we've got a category for in the Dove Awards. I'm not bragging about it. I'm glad because it's good for the music. The most important thing is the continuance of the music. But those are a few facts that has happened, and it's because I'm different than the other groups. I can't be the Lewis family or the Easter Brothers. Jeff and Sherry,
sure,
or anybody but me. I'm who I am. I'm what God made me, and my expression and the interpretation of music is the way I feel it and see it.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. It's just I'm a stylist.
Yeah.
And I meant to tell you when I met George Yonks, we were talking on the bus, and he was a real fan, and he said, son, we sing out of the same book. We just do it a different style. And he's right. He knew exactly where I was coming from.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly.
And I got to know Jake Hess, and he was such a great guy. And I was so honored that when I first came to the quartet convention, how the pioneers of the music made me feel welcome.
About a land where roses don't die. I heard about a river that's flowing eternal. About a land where we never shall die.
Then I drank from the fountain that's flowing eternal. He breathed new life into a soul that was dead. shall never thirst again.
I heard about a man who walked upon the water. I heard about a man who turned the water into wine. I heard about a shepherd man who led his sheep beside the water. The more I heard,
flowing eternal, he breathed new life into a soul that was dead.
He gave me hope for the future and forgot about my sin.
Yes, I drank from the fountain and I shall never thirst again. Yes, I drank from the fountain, and I shall never thirst again. I shall never thirst again.
Outside of the traditional bluegrass circuit that you work in, and even gospel, what are some opportunities that you've had to take your music to places, to cities, to people who would not normally come to a bluegrass session or a festival?
Well, with my group, I've toured 47 foreign countries. I've been in the Middle East, the Near East, North Africa, South America. Obviously Canada. I've been all over the world, really, in all 50 states. So, those were extended tours. Most of the time, 6 weeks, if you would let them keep you out that long. But they would let you do five if you talked really hard to them, you know. But they were great tours, and we went to a lot of places that we were acting as goodwill ambassadors. And I got that through the NCTA, National Council of Traditional Arts, and they would do things through the USIA and send us places to, we were acting as goodwill ambassadors. That's what we were there for. And at that time, Joe Wilson headed up the NCTA. I said, Joe, why don't you send us somewhere where they like us? He said, I don't need to send you where they like us. I want to send you where we can create good feelings between our people and theirs. And most of the places that I've toured, our embassy people or any of the military couldn't come. It was just for the local, where we happened to be. If it was in Bahrain or Tunisia or Uruguay, which country we happened to be in, for the most part, it was the local clientele, so it was to create good vibes, you know. Well, I know I was in Algeria when President Reagan was shot, and well, at that time Algeria was not an ally of ours, probably still not, but the guy, you know, from their embassy came in, and you know, and he got things in order quick, you know. Of course, our escort was back and forth with the embassy, and we were set to fly out, get back if we needed to, because we didn't know what was going on other than that we knew he had been shot. You know, it's kind of a scary feeling.
Well, your travels certainly take the music places probably beyond what you could ever imagine.
When I went into Egypt and North Africa, and then over in, on the Persian Gulf and all that, by and large, a lot of them didn't speak English. Most of them didn't speak English. And so, but I sang my gospel. I noticed that their reaction was, when we would do gospel, they sensed something. And I could tell that the response was different to my gospel than it was just to my regular music, you know. And I've often thought about that, you know, because I'd go over there. I mean, I'm in OPEC country, and I'm singing Jesus Gave Her Water That Was Not in the Well, and you know, probably wasn't the coolest thing to do, but I did anyway.
Ooh. Ah. So loving and so caring, you will be there eternally. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three in one, the Trinity. Master, Savior, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, gave his life for all men. That's the reason why I sing. You gave me bread when I was hungry, and I'll never thirst again. And I'll praise him on that day when welcomes me in. Master, Savior, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, gave his life for all men. That's the reason why I sing. You gave me bread when I was hungry, and I'll never thirst again. And I'll praise him on that day when he welcomes me. And I'll praise him on that day when he welcomes me.
With a name like Quicksilver, I imagine you're unstoppable. No plans of slowing down anytime soon, huh?
No, I love the music. I love to travel just like I did the first time I crawled in a car 46 years ago. I still love it today. I love the people. I love being on stage. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, when are you going to retire? I said, what would I do, travel? So, no, as long as God lets me keep my health and I'm productive and my chops are good, my voice holds up, I don't want to, if I reach the point where that I'm not doing the job, or I reach the point where that I'm not productive anymore, I still get excited about recording and all this, you know. If I get to where that I'm just going through the motions, I've told my wife, I said, if I'm too dumb to know it, you tell me it's time to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not to say that I never get out of the music. Sure. I mean, I have a publishing company that I can do and produce music and stuff like
sure.
that. I've always produced my own recordings. And along with the engineer, I mix my own recordings, because particularly the vocals. I'm a hands-on person,
and
from the first time I step in the studio to record, I'm there from the very first to the last thing is done.
Wow, that's a work ethic.
It is.
That's a strong one.
My father taught me that. Yeah. And he said, anything, any job that you do is worth doing right. If you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
Exactly right.
My mother taught me that I could be or do anything that I wanted to do with willpower and perseverance.
This world was lost in shame. For our redemption, Jesus came.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right.
Made it all right.
Dying there upon the cross, this man of sorrow bore our loss.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right.
Made it all right. He made it all right.
Made it all right. Oh, what a Savior, bless His name.
From darkness He led.
From darkness He led us to the light. Marvelous light.
What a wonderful love.
Wonderful love of grace and favor since He came.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right. Man, such love had never known till Jesus suffered for His own.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right. Made it all right. Then when Jesus bowed His head, forgive them were the words He said.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right.
Made it all right. He made it all right.
Made it all right. Oh, what a Savior, bless His name.
From darkness He led.
From darkness He led us to the light. Marvelous light.
What a wonderful love.
Wonderful love of grace and favor since He came.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right.
Made it all right.
we are secure, a promised life that will endure.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right. Made it all right. Safe at home with him to be, to spend the glad eternity.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right.
Made it all right.
He made it all right.
Made it all right.
Oh, what a Savior. Bless his name.
From Dr. C.
Led. From Dr. C. Led us to the light. Marvelous light.
What a wonderful love.
Wonderful love of grace and favor since he came.
He made it all right.
Made it all right. All right. Savior,
bless his name.
From darkness he led.
From darkness he led us to the light.
Marvelous light.
What a wonderful love.
Wonderful love of grace and favor
since he came.
He made it all right.
Made it all right.
All right.
Made it all right.
He made it all right.
Made it all right.
All right.
Doyle Lawson has been our guest today. You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with a bluegrass flavor, but these sounds are very refreshing. And as you just said there, and we just pointed out to you, you can tell that even after so many years, still on top of his game, and quality is, that's a slogan of somebody, quality is job one. I think it's true with you too. And
thank you.
And we appreciate the time you've taken here to share your story. And let's keep singing. Let's keep picking.
Well, dude, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.